Way to go, Todd. Way to go, Todd.
Todd. Where would I get a good cordon bleu? We were just talking about this off the air.
To understand the mind of the Greg and Dan show, which is kind of an organism in and of itself. It's a collective group we all plug into, the five of us here every morning.
Yeah.
Caleb was in the studio, and he's wearing a shirt that both you and I like. He always wears Hawaiian shirts, and he has a lot of blue palm trees on this one.
Oh, we love the blue.
And you said, I like that blue. I said, I also like that blue. I said, and I also like cordon bleu. And then you said, I don't can't remember the last time I had cordon bleu.
Where do you get cordon bleu?
I don't know.
I love cordon bleu.
Somebody send a note.
All right.
So way to go, Todd's the kindest moment of the day. And we ask you to keep an eye out for these. If you see something that you think is way to go, Todd worthy, please let us know. I cannot thank Heather enough. For this one. Are you ready?
Okay.
The title is Left It on the Car.
Left It on the Car.
Here we go. Today, Thursday. This just happened yesterday.
Okay.
We have this one fresh off the press.
Wasn't a baby, was it?
I stopped for gas on Farmington Road. Everybody, look in your mind. Think about where that is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I was pumping gas. While I was pumping gas, I set my wallet on the trunk of my car.
Mm-hmm.
After I got home, I was looking for said wallet. Thinking back, I remembered I had gotten gas, but wasn't sure I had gotten my wallet off the back of the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
I got back in the car and drove from, this is important, Sheridan Village.
Oh, that's a long way.
Hy-Vee, it's Sheridan and Lake. That's in the center of the town.
Yeah.
Farmington's not.
That's
miles away.
That's miles away.
I drove back to the gas station, looking along the road and hoping someone might have turned it in at the gas station.
Very sinking feeling.
Oh, my goodness. I've done it.
I've done it, yeah.
No such luck. I drove home thinking about all of the cards I needed to cancel, including a corporate one. Pulling in the driveway, my husband met me. He had my wallet. A couple had found it on Farmington Road, picked it up, looked inside, and drove it to my house.
Wow.
I didn't get their names, but they live near Northmore Hills. I am forever grateful for their kindness and will pay it forward. Heather, thank you so much. That made my day yesterday to hear that story.
Yeah.
You imagine? First of all, you're sick to your stomach.
Right.
I'm going to spend a whole afternoon trying to cancel all this nonsense.
Yeah.
And if I'm not careful, somebody's going to grab my info, charge my card, do all kinds of stuff.
And then everything you had planned for home and that night is just...
It's all ruined. It's all ruined.
Ruined.
And this couple, just taking a couple of minutes out of their day,
yep,
dropped it off by the house. That is a beautiful thing.